You're inside my Fix It Up Live with Mark and Teresa. Today we're taking you on an insider's tour at the International Builder Show in Las Vegas. We're inside the Rockwell Tools booth, checking out their newest products and talking with experts from Regency Fireplace, Western Red Cedar, Simonson Windows, and DaVinci Roofscapes. HGTV Pros Ed Del Grande will be stopping by to share what Kohler is unveiling at the Builder Show. What happens in Vegas doesn't always stay in Vegas. It's all coming up next on My Fix It Up Life.
Inside My Fix It Up Life with Mark and Teresa in fabulous Las Vegas, Nevada, here at the International Builder Show.
And we're having a fabulous time.
We are having a fabulous time. We checked out today. We were staying at Paris here in Vegas.
We did. Yeah, we've been staying in Paris, and we love it there. The blue ceiling is fantastic. It makes me feel like it's daytime no matter what time it is, which is kind of a little bit unsettling, but kind of nice and refreshing at the same time.
It's Vegas. Haven't slept yet. Why should I start now?
Well, you didn't sleep for like the last 3 months getting ready for this. You wanted to be the most hardcore guy here at the show.
Totally most hardcore. That's my gig. That's my mojo.
Well, and looking around at the Vegas Strip, it's kind of hard to be the most hardcore guy here.
Well, I got
to
be honest with you. I expected before we flew in that I'd never stayed at Paris here in Vegas.
Why do you keep saying that?
That's the name of the place.
It's Paris.
I thought you just had to be redundant.
All right. There you go.
I expected it to be kind of a vague imprint of things that might be Parisian. The place is colossal.
It is. Well, everything is big, and people say everything's big in Texas, but everything's big in Vegas, I have to tell you.
Yeah, but it's not dialed down. The architectural details are fabulous.
It explodes everywhere in your face.
Yeah.
You have to wear safety glasses walking down the street because it explodes in your face.
You also have to wear safety glasses using the Rockwell Sonocrafter as a measure of safety.
Yes, and we've both used the Sonocrafter.
We've used it, in fact, more than we really thought we would.
Yes, very true.
Uses abound, but it's one of those kinds of things. And I was just talking with Lee, who's sitting here next to us.
Yes.
From the Madhouse Rockwell Tools booth, by the way. And he said the same thing. The more you use it, the more you use it.
The more you use it, you find more uses for it. It's just an awesome tool.
Now, Lee, you've been a tool guy for a long time, right?
50-some-odd years.
So, okay, you just started. All right, that's cool. So, isn't your first day using tools.
No.
And you're a convert. I can see the look in your eye for our My Fix It Up Life audience who can't see the look in Lee's eye.
Well, I'll tell you, it's an awesome tool, like I said. There's nothing you can't do with a Sonocrafter.
Well, what's the basic setup for the Sonocrafter?
We have a entry-level unit. It's 20-piece, single-speed. It's $120. And we go all the way up to a $200 unit, which is a variable speed with a vacuum port with 100 accessories with it. It's a really nice tool.
Wow.
And you can do everything with it. You can cut with it. You can sand with it. I mean, I don't know what you can't
clean,
do it.
You can clean grout out of your ceramic tile. You can cut your door jams if you're putting in hardwood ceramic floors. There's just so many uses. If you need to put in a little electrical outlet in the wall, it's a great tool just to plunge in the drywall. It'll do that. There's just so many uses. The more you use it, the more you'll create. You'll find stuff. Oh, I used to use this other tool for that. This works so much better.
That's happened to us for sure on our job sites. We were doing a porch remodel.
Yes.
We used PVC molding, some Fipon molding.
Yes.
And I found that it was ideal for sanding the wood filler off the nail holes.
Oh, it's great because you have a small triangle sander, then we have a small finger sander, which is very small, and get into tight spots. It's really versatile. And we have a variety of different grits of paper to use also.
Wow.
And it's all hook and loop, easy pop on and off.
Right, exactly. Now, for maybe the two people who haven't seen the Sonocrafter in the world, it's an oscillating tool, right?
Correct. It goes from 11,000 oscillations to 20,000 oscillations. Mm. And it's most of the time you can leave it at the 20,000. But occasionally, if you're doing remodeling and when you're getting into cutting wood, there's always a chance there's nails involved.
Yes.
So you want to cut it down because it's a bimetal blade. You cut it down so that it doesn't wear the blade out as quick.
Oh, I gotcha.
Oscillations. Right.
Okay.
And we also have blades that are wood only. And they strictly will cut wood or drywall stuff, but they won't cut nails. They're just a wood blade. But the bimetal blade is very awesome because you can use it for multi-purposes.
I gotcha.
Well, and I like it, too, because it's not heavy. It's easy to hold, and it's easy to use. Being a girl and, doing projects,
yeah.
It is a good tool for a woman to use.
No question. Right,
definitely. And speaking of being a girl, we also have come out with a 12-volt cordless, which is lighter.
Oh, I love
that's
that.
That's even nice for the ladies, especially.
And that runs on the lithium-ion platform,
runs on
right?
Lithium-ion too. And also, the ladies like lights on tools. This has the cordless has a light on the front of it.
Oh,
love
there you go.
That so much.
Well, and I can tell you from the pro side, from the heavy-duty use side, that it stands up to the rigors of the job site. I've kicked it off a scaffold, and I've used the work light because I burn the midnight oil like everybody else.
Yes, he does.
Yeah, so it's not just, I don't want to say the word gimmick in the wrong context. It's not.
No, it's not. It's a very useful tool.
Truly functional pro-grade, but it's a good value as well.
Definitely. Like, say, from $120 to $200, and the amount of accessories you get, it's really nice.
So are you showing off anything new with the Sonocrafter at the Builder Show?
We are. We have the Sauna Shear, which is brand new. It's $25 is all it costs. And you attach it to the electric, the corded one. It does not fit the cordless, but with the Sauna Shear, you can cut small laminates, vinyl, the last type material that's used in grout work, you can cut that. You can cut carpet, paper, cardboard, and these little, all these cutters come in these little packages. They're just...
Oh, yeah. We have tons
open.
Of them.
Yes.
Oh, my goodness.
You take a utility knife out or scissors, you're trying to cut it. This thing just zips them right
I off. Cut myself open a
yeah.
couple of weeks ago, opening up a blister. Those are called blister packs, right?
Yes. Right. And I tell you, this little sonosure just zips them right out. Safe as can be.
Right. Seriously, that will save time because I realize that manufacturers don't want their things stolen, but
yes.
anymore they're so complicated that you can't even use them anymore because they're packaged so well.
Yeah, right. It takes a lot of time to get to what you bought.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, this little sonic here cuts them right out.
Wow.
Really easy.
Yeah.
And I was amazed that it's only $25.
It's only $25.
Really $25 accessory. That is an awesome price.
So if you buy the Sonocrafter, okay, like we have it, I guess the answer isn't for me. I already know the answer to this question. I don't want it to sound canned. But
well, go ahead. Ask a question. You know
right.
the answer
so,
to.
So like I can actually lead up to
the
question.
Why don't you ask the question
here.
To yourself then?
So, yeah.
So, Mark, let me ask myself
so, Mark,
a question.
Let me ask this question that I already know the answer to.
Yeah.
How does one get new, one, how does one get the tool? Two, how does one get new accessories, paper, blades, that kind of thing?
Okay, because it is so new, and it's not in all the different big box stores and everything like that. You can go online, rockwelltools.com, and everything's there. You can purchase it online and ship right to your house. Very simple, but there are a few outlets around the area. Just check in your area. But the simplest way, rockwelltools.com. Ship it right to your home.
That's perfect. That's perfect. And we are going to have to come back to you with more from the Rockwell Tools booth here at the International Builder Show on
My Fix It Up Life.
Down, boy, except that I'm on the wrong way.
Intel Tools booth at the International Builder Show in Las Vegas with my husband, Mark.
And my wife, Teresa.
Oh, it's so nice to sit with you.
And that din you can hopefully hear in the background.
Probably can hear in the background.
Are Rockwell Sonicrafters being used by the thousands and thousands of builders walking around in front of us here at the show.
Yes, that's one of the great things at this show is that you can actually try out some of the products yourself.
Exactly. And then we got a whole big setup in front of us. It looks like a big setup that you can't see because it's the radio.
Yeah.
I do a great job.
You're a
verbal
great
picture.
At being, verbal. You paint a great verbal picture, dear.
But if you can hear that people have been lined up at this thing for the last bunch of days just going to town.
They have been.
So,
yeah.
However, we are joined by Melissa.
We are, and she is here to talk about fireplaces.
Yes. Pellet, gas, and wood.
You know, I would love one right near us right here at the Builder Show. It would be lovely. We could hold hands, and we could sip our coffee.
So, Melissa, why don't
and
Teresa
anyway.
Talk? Because all of a sudden, I've got something to do. I got to build a fireplace.
Well, we love fireplaces.
We do.
We absolutely, you know, we have a wood-burning fireplace at our house.
We have one. It's broken.
It is broken.
Don't ask me how.
We might have it fixed for you.
now you're speaking my language. Well, Melissa, tell us what products that Regency makes.
We actually are manufacturers of gas, wood, and pellet fireplaces. They are fireplaces, inserts, and stoves, so variety. Also a variety of styles. We have traditional and contemporary. At this show, we're actually displaying our contemporary only.
Okay.
Just to kind of keep up with trends in the marketplace. So,
oh, wow.
Yeah, cool. Now, the contemporary, when I think of traditional, I think of like stamped cast iron with filigree and stuff all over it. What's the contemporary look like?
Contemporary is actually very simple, clean, minimal edges, minimal sort of style, keeping it flush to the wall, trendy designs, trendy finishes, also bringing it to the inside. So we offer reflective glass, spa stones, black enamel inner panel. So we're really kind of making it that inner, outer, warm feeling, not just the fireplace, but bringing it all the way into the inside of the house.
I love that.
Well, I hope you don't mind if I put my feet up here and take
it. That's what I want at our house, hon.
I'm out.
Can we have that?
Grab me a coffee and maybe a Sunday
newspaper. You're starting to feel it. Yeah, you're feeling
I'm feeling warmth. I'm leaning back right now. I got my hands over my head.
He does. It's kind of embarrassing, actually.
I get that a lot, too.
Anyway.
Okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So that's the gas line that you're talking about, right?
Yep.
And those are inserts and standalones or just inserts?
Those are fireplaces.
Okay.
So they would be built into a new construction or a renovation.
Oh, I get it.
Okay.
I understand. And an insert goes inside an existing
into
firebox.
Into an existing, yeah. And we've actually came out with a new contemporary line for that as well.
Really?
You know, as the younger generation is buying homes, you know, they're not the sort of baby boomer era. There's a lot of younger people looking to renovate and modernize their older homes, so we kind of have a style for them as well.
Really? And what are they looking for?
Again, simple, simple, clean lines, not much to the face, keeping it flush to the wall.
Okay.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Now, how about on the wood side, on the wood burning, and when we say wood, we're talking about burning logs.
Yep, exactly.
Right? Same kinds of things, clean lines,
totally.
Cleaner design?
We've actually been producing wood fireplaces and stoves for over 30 years.
Mm.
This year is our first year of having a contemporary line in that as well.
Really?
Really?
Wow.
It is
so
fantastic.
What made you guys have come out with that this past year?
Trends in the marketplace.
Okay.
You know, as trends evolve in kitchens and baths and decor in the home, everything has to blend into that. So we're just a part of that whole room setting.
Wow.
Wow.
I love that.
Now, yeah, and you mentioned kitchens and baths, and my question for you is, a fireplace doesn't necessarily have to be in the living room, under a hearth, in the brick whole thing. Are you seeing all kinds of different and funky places that are getting installed?
Oh, by all means. I mean, the bedroom, bathrooms, kitchens, all of our units are certified for applications in those areas, as well as outdoor. We actually launched our first outdoor contemporary fireplace as well.
Ooh.
So pretty much anywhere
Bring
in
it.
The house, you know, you're having a Regency, so.
Wow, I love that.
I'm loving life. Now, some companies have websites.
Right.
Not all of them.
No, I mean, we would not be one of those companies.
What is it?
It's regency-fire.com.
Oh, regency-fire.
Yeah, yes. So that's a hyphen.
That's for the grammarians and managing editors among you.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, very good. You can find out about all of these products there.
Yeah, we have 1,700 stores across North America that sell
really?
Brands. Yep.
Awesome.
And they have installing distributors, dealers, all of that. So depending on your needs and the application, there's somebody there for you.
That can be a headache, too, not having a good installer, because you don't just have anybody come put this in.
That's
you don't
so
have
true.
Your plumber do it.
And you maintaining your fireplace, too, is so important as well.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Especially, yeah.
Right.
So you also have pellet stoves at
We
Regency.
Do also have pellet stoves. We have a pellet stove and a pellet insert.
Okay.
So depending on the application in the home, we have something for them.
Excellent.
Mm-hmm.
Excellent.
And we've used pellet before, too.
We've used pellet. Very clean, even heat.
Yes.
Very easy to fill the stove. You don't have to really do that much to take care of them, as I recall, either.
No.
No, I mean, they require a bag of pellets for every day or day and a half, and you can pretty much heat your entire home with them.
Tuh.
Yes.
Yeah. Wow. Wow. And pellets are pretty green, too, because that's like compressed sawdust, right?
You're basically using byproducts from the construction industry, housing industry, forest industry, and they're putting into a renewable fuel for alternative heating.
Oh, that's a big deal.
That is so good.
That is a big deal.
Very
and the pellets
smart.
Come in bags, like big giant bags
mm-hmm.
of Yukonuba dog food.
Yeah.
You know, you can get them in, pour them in a little bucket, pour them in the stove.
Yukonuba?
Yukonuba, baby.
Where did you pull that from?
I've had dogs.
I know, but
dog,
I mean them.
You make me have cats now. Like, I used to
I
be a
make
macho.
You. They're your cats. You love cats.
I used to be a macho dog guy.
You curl up at night with your Afghan and your kitten.
My cup of tea and lemon.
Cup of tea.
Yeah.
I kick
That's
back
great.
And watch, you know.
My Fix It Up Life, Emasculating
Project
Mark,
Runway.
One show at a time.
Yeah, exactly.
Project Runway.
Yeah, that's your favorite
okay.
show, right, dear? You want to walk off?
I am just gasping for breath.
He is. That's true. Let's
okay.
get back to fireplaces, though.
Can we get back to fireplaces?
Yeah, that'll,
okay.
you know, save you any more embarrassment.
Melissa's over here smiling at me like, no, go ahead. Keep
okay,
going.
Keep going.
That's
yeah.
fine with me.
I have a
know?
Dog, so I can't be a part of this.
What kind of dog do you have?
We have a chocolate lab.
Oh.
I had a chocolate lab.
I know you had a chocolate lab.
Oh.
Does your dog eat Yukonuba?
We fed him science diet.
Science diet.
Yeah.
See, what do you feed Fido?
He actually eats, it's a brand from the vet, so.
Oh, yeah. He must be an yeah. extra well
Yeah, he's an extra
dog.
Special
he's
dog.
He's like the lean trim, you know.
Yeah.
He eats better than we do.
Okay. And then, so, handedly segueing back into Regency fireplaces.
Yes.
Just saying.
Yeah.
You know
well,
what I mean?
Bet you enjoy, you know, a fireplace with your dog,
We
too.
Do. We have one in our living room, so.
See, there you
nice.
Go. Mm-hmm.
Nice.
See, that's how you transition back to fireplace. Places, Mark.
Oh, that's how you transition?
Yeah, I'm going to have to give you a piece of paper and a pen. You can write that down.
You're going to have to flow chart that for me on a whiteboard.
I can totally do that.
I know you could.
I know.
That's the horrifying thing.
I know.
Everybody's got a different size house, different size heating needs, different size just cosmetic needs. Just from a pure heating standpoint, are there different size stoves and recommended square footages for those stoves to actually condition the air?
Yeah, I mean, depending on how big the room is, room space, walls surrounding it, height of your ceilings, single story, two story, we pretty much have a size for every application. They go anywhere from 28 inches wide to 54 inches wide.
Oh, really?
14,000 BTUs up to 50,000 plus. So
that's what I want.
You know,
we don't want that.
I want to be able to weld in front
of you. You'd be wearing your bathing suit indoors.
He already does. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Melissa. We really appreciate having you on My Fix It Up Life.
And go to regency-fire.com to find out more about Regency Fireplaces. And we'll be back in just a minute with more
My Fix It Up Life.
Can't touch, but the girls want to know why boys like us so much. They like the way we dance. They like the way we work. They like the way they laugh. Going across my shirt. They like the way my pants. It compliments my shape. She like the way we react. Every time. Every time the bass bangs. Realizing what's your name. Let the beat
Why'd you up and don't stop till your time is up? Wind it up. Wind it up. Wind it up. You're late, you're late, you're low.
You got to let the beat get under your skin. You got to open up and let it all in. But see, once it gets in, the popping begins. Find out why all the boys stare. See, they're trying to fight us.
And you're back inside my Fix It Up Life in Las Vegas, Nevada at the International Builders Show at the Rockwell Tools booth.
Yeah, we're having a good time here.
We are having a good time. We've walked the floor.
We have.
We've seen some rocking stuff.
We have.
But this booth probably has more people in it and more activity in it than any other.
I'd say it's up there, yeah.
It's busy.
It is very busy. Yes, it's up there.
Yeah,
definitely.
It is up there. Mm-hmm. So we got people using tools. We got people hanging from the scaffolding that they set up.
People hanging from the scaffolding?
Well, they're just, doing some gymnastics stuff over there.
I hope they're tied off.
You got to use the best safety practices.
Yeah, you got to be safe when you're building.
Yeah. Or doing stunts at a trade show.
That's you, dear. That's no one else but you. Anyway.
Can I borrow bail money?
No, you can't.
Okay.
Yeah, you didn't pay me back last time.
You know, we have a special guest here at the Rockwell Tools booth.
We do, and I'm very excited because we use a lot of their product.
We do. We are big fans. One of the My Fix It Up Life favorites in our construction projects, our outdoor construction projects.
Yes, very true.
Western Red Cedar. And we're joined by Ed Burke from the Western Red Cedar Lumber Association.
Oh, my goodness. Hi, how are you?
Great. I'm glad to be here.
Glad to have you, Ed. How are you doing?
Not too bad. Not too bad. For those who don't know who the association is, we represent the bulk of the cedar mills in the Pacific Northwest, Canadian and U.S., that produce cedar lumber from cedar logs.
Cedar lumber from cedar logs. So here's a basic question about cedar. Maybe our My Fix It Up Life audience knows. Maybe they don't. I know the answer.
Can you ask the question?
Yeah, I'll ask the question.
Because this is not a fun game where you just sit there and think about the question that you like so much that you're about to ask that nobody knows what it is.
This portion of My Fix It Up Life brought to you by Dead Silence.
Okay, moving on.
Where does Western Red Cedar grow? I mean, we're in Pennsylvania. Ohio's west for us.
It grows from typically southern Oregon, north along the Pacific coast, up into British Columbia, almost to Alaska. Hmm. It also grows in the Idaho Panhandle, in what they call the Intermountain region, up into interior British Columbia.
Okay.
Oh.
And frankly, if global warming continues, the chief forester of BC told us some years ago that the range of cedar is expanding north and east, and that in 75 years, unless it is checked, we will benefit in terms of more cedar. There'll be about 40% more cedar as a consequence. We're not planning on that because we'd like to see the global warming stop.
Sure, sure.
Oh, wow.
I understand that. And now, the Western Red Cedar, are these large trees? Are they farmed? You know, like a lot of people actually farm trees.
The province of British Columbia is the bulk of the resource today and will be in the future. Mm-hmm. And the sustainability of those forests is probably the greatest on the planet. If you were to look at all of the certified forests on Earth, the largest country by far is Canada, and the largest forest in Canada, forest area that is certified, is British Columbia, certainly.
Okay.
The other thing is that in terms of our current movement to be green and to be environmentally responsible, we've all heard the term greenwashing, where somebody making some very non-environmentally sound product pretends that it is.
Mm.
We have embraced in the Western Red Cedar industry and others the idea of what they call life cycle assessment, where they assess the product from cradle to grave, essentially, according to various criteria, from how it's produced, how it's transported, how it's used over the term of its life, and ultimately how it's disposed of when you're finished. And on that score, Western Red Cedar is probably one of the most environmentally sound choices that you can buy when compared to the alternatives for other kinds of siding and decking products, for example.
Right on.
Wow.
Right on. Well, you're talking our language, and you actually raise another question, which is, right now, what's the
most popular thing people are using?
Yeah. Is it decks? Is it siding? Is it?
Well, siding and trim board, but it varies from one geographic area to another to some degree. Oddly enough, in the Northeast, they use very high-grade clears typically. That's probably our best market, and they oddly paint a lot of that. You go to the houses in the Hamptons on Long Island, you will find a lot of cedar decking, cedar siding, as well as cedar shingles and shakes, which we don't represent, but another agency does. And then if you go over into the Midwest, you'll see them use more knotty materials. Down in the Mid-Atlantic, they use more knotty, but they still use some clears. And you go out to the western provinces, places like Colorado, there's a lot of rough sawn, knotty, rustic appearing products because they seem to favor that. It's a little bit like the differences that people have geographically in their cultures, and you see that turn up in the sidings to some degree and how they finish them. But it's a very versatile product with a huge array of choices. And you see them imitated in other products from time to time. But you have to remember that a piece of lumber can come in very different widths, very different patterns of siding, for example, different textures on the surface, different grades. When you're finished, you add it all up. You've literally got hundreds and hundreds of choices of how to side your house and make it look differently. And the other thing is that today we know so much more about things like coatings and how to finish it. Okay, so we know how to put the paint on so it doesn't peel off. We know how to finish the wood so it lasts longer. And the coatings industry is cooperating in that there are new technologies that are getting better and better. And the coatings of today are absolutely better than they were in the past.
Wow.
Too bad you don't know anything about cedar. Now, this interview is not really going well, Teresa. We better dump him off the air pretty quick.
Sure. Yeah.
Now, you raised the point about paint and cladding staying on the actual wood, and I've remodeled plenty of houses where the paint is flying off,
right?
And I know it's not the wood's fault.
No,
is there can builders and remodelers find material at the Western Red Cedar Lumber Association website to help with a water-managed wall system?
Well, they can. When it comes to painting any piece of wood, but certainly cedar, okay, the U.S. Department of Agriculture, I volunteer for a committee there for years now, and that's how I know this information. They did a test 25 years ago, and they showed that if you paint cedar siding samples and then leave them outside for 25 years on a south-facing test fence in Wisconsin, that if you looked at those samples today, the paint of 25 years ago is intact, uncracked, and unpeeled on only the samples that were painted before they were ever exposed to sunlight. The test showed that if you put the same paint on the same cedar, after exposing it for 4 months to sunlight, it began to crack and peel in only 3 years. So for decades in the United States, we would put siding, wood siding of all kinds on houses, finish building the house. 6 months to a year later, the painter would show up, and the paint would promptly peel off. That's because the paint was being applied to an eroding surface created by exposure to sunlight.
Mm.
We now know that. There's scientific papers from the USDA Forest Products Lab that basically has proven that beyond any shadow of a doubt. So that's a key element that people need to know.
Wow. Well, we have, and I should back this up. We've built several outdoor projects.
Yes.
Fence, pergola. And we've leaned on the Western Red Cedar Lumber Association for details.
Yes.
And footings, details and ground contact.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the things that the site recommended was that we pre-finish all our boards with an oil-based stain to increase and elongate the service life of the material. So I guess my question is, can you go into that a little bit more? Is that a good idea? Do you have to do that?
For deck specifically, is that what you're looking for?
Oh, I'm sorry. We built a fence and a pergola.
Okay. Vertical surfaces are somewhat different than horizontal. That's why I asked.
Oh, okay.
You're never supposed to put a film-forming finish on a wood deck. That's also advice from our government laboratory.
Okay.
Because they'll peel off because they're prone to hold moisture in the wood, which you don't want to do. Vertical surfaces don't have that problem. Any coating that you apply to the wood before it's exposed to sunlight will last longer just because of that effect of sunlight. But if you're going to coat wood so that you can see the wood, in other words, so the sunlight can go through the coating, whatever that coating is, those coatings are designed to be recoated, okay, because they know that the chemistry of the surface of wood is going to force you to have to, at some point, recoat that surface. Only opaque coatings like paint or solid stain will sustain themselves for long, long periods of time because they are opaque enough to stop the sunlight.
And that's what we've got on our projects, and we love the projects because the material's beautiful, and we know it's going to last long. So, for more information on Western Red Cedar, visit WRCLA.org and find out everything you need to know.
And we'll be back in just a minute with more My Fix It Up Life.
Inside My Fix It Up Life at the International Builder Show, inside the Rockwell booth.
We are inside the Rockwell booth, and you know, it's busy in here, and I'm enjoying the International Builder Show because I get to spend time with my husband.
And I get to spend time with my wife and about 45,000 million other people. It's very, very private.
It's a very, very intimate time that we're having here. It's a trade show with, like 60,000 people,
yeah,
I think.
If by intimate you mean public, that's cool.
Yeah, totally cool.
Well, we have seen some fantastic things on this program thus far.
Well, we can't see them on the program, but yeah, we've talked about them on the program, and we've seen some cool things on the show floor, too.
Oh, we have seen some cool things on the show floor. Everything from trucks to composite decking.
Yes.
To wood decking.
Yes.
Ed just talked about it, the Western Red Cedar Lumber Association.
Very true.
You know what I forgot to talk about him with?
You forgot to talk about him with?
With him about?
What did you forget to talk about him with?
I'm sorry, managing editor. Did I misplace a modifier?
You totally did. That's fine. I'll pick it up for you and put it back where it goes.
Sorry. I'm sorry. My participle was dangling.
Yeah, you don't want to have it dangle. It's kind of embarrassing.
So for anybody who's bored by English major talk, you can stay tuned. The next portion of My Fix It Up Life will be brought to you by Pride and Prejudice.
So what did you forget to talk to him about, dear?
The Clement invented.
The pergadola?
The pergadola.
Oh, the pergadola.
We have a project coming up that I love building stuff like this.
It's pretty exciting, and we get to build it and then take pictures and write about it for Professional Deck Builder Magazine.
Professional Deck Builder Magazine indeed is going to run this story.
It's so true.
Maybe at some point we should try to explain or splain real good, as they say.
Can anyone really explain what a pergadola is, though?
No, I can. I invented it.
Yeah, go ahead, try.
Okay.
Don't dangle anything.
Don't tangle any participles.
It's not safe.
No incorrect grammar.
No, thank you.
Okay, I'm going to build this real good. And what it is in our American Foursquare, we live in sort of a tightly packed suburban area.
Tightly packed.
Tightly packed.
Yeah, it's so true.
Our front face of our yard's about 75 feet, and then, you know, the house is right in the middle. So we have two very small side yards.
We have two very small side yards.
Much like the hundreds and hundreds of thousands of people that live all around us.
Very true.
The side yard's really nothing to write home about.
Yeah, it's more of like a walkway to get to your backyard.
It is.
You can't do much else there besides have it be a walkway the property line, you only have like 4 feet.
Yeah, and then what do we have over there? I mean, there's all kinds of stuff.
Well, we store, what do we store? Tools, ladders.
Oh, the ladders are there, flower pots, the trash cans, the recycling
bin. Trash cans, yeah.
Mm-hmm. I mean, they got to go somewhere.
And it's not pretty.
It's not pretty.
No. So, we want to not, I don't know, show off our trash to everybody who goes by in our neighborhood. So Mark invented the pergola.
Exactly. We don't want the trash and the bikes and there's flower pots and a bench. We don't want that stuff in the
backyard.
And where
Mark lives out there. Oh,
yeah, well, yeah, and that's my other half.
Yeah.
We don't want that stuff where we actually use our yard, you know, out by the pergola, out by the fence.
No, we want to tidy it up a little bit.
So what we're going to do is we're going to build a small fence detail right off the house on each side, each end of the house, the front and the back.
Yes, make a little gate in the front and the back so we can easily get the trash in and out of it, then do a little arbor over it.
That's right. And now, for those of you keeping track, and I can see people out in the audience now.
Oh, taking notes.
Diligently.
Copious notes. Oh, my
scribbling
goodness.
Notes.
Yes.
Some people are scribbling notes into their iPhones.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
You know, sketching what they imagine it must look like. Yeah, exactly. We have a phone app coming out for that soon, for the Pergola phone app.
Yeah, that's it. That'll be out in 2000 Never.
Yeah, 2000 Never.
That's not when that's coming.
Yeah.
And but what it is, and why I've called it the pergola, is that it combines all the elements of, let me see if I can do it, of a pergola.
Yes.
So the gate actually rises about 8 feet.
Yes.
And there's small, quote, pergola rafters.
Which is lovely because we have a pergola in our backyard, and you can kind of have a view through the side yard to it. So, you know, I went to architecture school. And
oh, yeah.
Everything.
So you got to have what? Complimentary images and some vernacular.
Well, there's the path portal place.
Path
portal place.
Oh, you've got to tell me more.
No, you don't want to know more.
Yeah, I want a path portal place. Please tell me.
I'm not going to because you're just going to use it to make fun of me here. Later and beyond.
Well,
I'll be on my deathbed. He'll be like, so, tell me a little bit more about that.
The path portal place is a combination of a gate detail that's going to let us go through.
Yes.
That's the gate part of the pergola.
Yes.
Maybe it's a pergola.
I don't know, dear. You invented it. I mean, is it the pergola? Is it the pergola? Is it the...
As we talked about earlier, I'm not so much with the grammar.
Not so much.
Anyway, the pergola rafter details.
Yes.
Pergate. The gate.
Yes.
Oh, and it is also, when you start putting those rafters up there, it starts putting you in mind of a Japanese pagoda.
Yes.
So we got that whole thing. And I've got my hands over my head like I'm drawing this image in my mind's eye.
Sometimes I think Mark gets a little bit confused that we're not on television.
Yeah, somebody roll tape.
He does a lot of television.
Okay. And
but he's not doing it right now. But if you could see him, you could actually understand what he's talking about a little bit better.
Yeah, so I've got these wild gesticulations going on.
He's
going
to mime everything.
Yeah. Anyway.
Anywho.
Anywho, okay.
Can we change the subject because we have a special guest that just sat down.
Oh, and we're going to have to get back with Ed Del Grande.
Coming up next on My Fix It Up Life.
A red wine. I've had a little bit too much. All of the people stop to rush. All to rush by.
Inside My Fix It Up Life at the International Builder Show in Las Vegas, and I'm sitting here with my husband Mark,
and I'm sitting here with my wife Teresa.
That's so convenient because that's me.
Yeah, and we're also sitting here with JT.
We are producer JT JR.
Jay, you've seen
RJ.
Him on our video at MyFixItUpLife.com
on YouTube. Yes,
hi RJ.
He made a special appearance on that in the studio.
JT made the mistake of telling me that his name is JT, and he made the mistake of telling me that he says hi, my name's JT, and people immediately call him AJ. or
TJ or
TJ, JR,
some other kind of, yeah.
Mm-hmm. I actually forgot his name this morning and just said two random letters.
Yeah, he just makes it up.
We've been up for a while here in Vegas.
Well, yeah, Mark hasn't slept in weeks.
Oh,
you know.
Yeah. Well, me and our special guest, Ed Del Grande, we're rolling it at the casinos at night, aren't we, babe?
Well, it's nice to be here. I'm not really a late guy. 12 o'clock is the cutoff time for me. I turned 50 years old this year, and the body just can't do it anymore.
Well, 12 o'clock is a lot later than yeah. my cutoff point.
Yeah. What is your cutoff? Yeah, but that's how you stay so beautiful.
Oh,
so
nice.
By the way, this is like being on Regis and Kathy Lee show, where you're sitting on the couches, lounging around. You got the friendly banter going back and forth.
Exactly.
I'm very impressed with this whole setup.
Here's a cup of tea. Would you like some lemon?
Much. Oh, no, now you're doing Merv Griffin. Tell me about you.
What other kind of talk show would you like us to do next?
Oh, well, we could do anything.
Yeah, we could do Oprah.
You could do Conan, and we could just all get up and go away.
That's it.
Oh, poor Conan. Anyway,
Poor Conan. Yeah, I'm going to take my $100 million and go away.
I've actually lost jobs on my way to the airport, so I know how he feels.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. I don't want to know about that.
Business,
it is. Well, you're here at the International Builder Show in the Kohler booth.
Oh, and absolutely.
That's a beautiful booth. I go in there, and I feel calm. I feel like I want to jump into the tub.
Nothing's stopping you.
Oh, my gosh.
They're all working. They're up and running. But I'm the luckiest plumber in the world. I get to speak on behalf of the Kohler company. And so being a plumber also usually comes with being a pipe fitter.
Yeah.
You know where you pass the gas lines and all that stuff there?
Sure,
yeah.
And guess what? This year, I'm getting to do power generators because they're all gas-fired and run on natural gas or propane.
There you go.
And the standby generators Kohler is producing now are unbelievable. No such thing as a power outage anymore. You have your own power plant in your backyard.
That's what I'm talking about.
I like that.
And they're going to run on natural gas or liquid propane?
Natural gas or propane. Now, think about this. Gasoline-fired generators, you got to store the gasoline, which is dangerous.
Right.
Then you got to pour it in every few hours. That's not living comfortably. That's not a standby generator.
That's like having a job site generator.
Yes, and they're more trouble than what they're worth in my book. Mm-hmm. So what I suggest, you get these standby generators, and Kohler's been making them close to 100 years. They sit in the backyard. They would look similar to a central air conditioning unit in the back. They don't take up too many space, and now they made them very pretty with the bold look of Kohler, a nice off-gray color.
Really?
Hard materials, a plastic impact shell, which is great, all composites. And so you don't even know this piece of equipment is there until you lose power, and because it's natural gas fired, it's self-feeding. It turns itself on, and it just keeps going until the power comes back on.
One of the things that I love about it is that it does blend in with everything else in your yard, and that's really important to me, how things look.
I don't want to look at some gray, lame box. We were just talking about it with the pergola. We're building this pergola thing, which no one knows what it is.
Yeah, what is it?
Mark made it up.
It's a good thing I'm not one of those lying contractors. Yeah. Oh, yeah, I build pergolas all the time.
I build them all the time. Yeah.
I always found out, if you don't know it, you don't pretend you know it.
Well, you actually might find out about it because we're writing about it and photographing it for Deck Builder Magazine.
Yeah, you'll see it out there.
Yeah.
But it's
we're getting it out there.
It's a fence detail for a side yard, and one of the things that lands in the side yard are the bikes and the ladders and all that stuff. One of them's the AC unit. It's so ugly, I don't know what color it is. We just want to put it behind a nice, attractive fence, and we go back there because you need to have them. But what you're saying is the Kohler generators, we're not going to be dealing with that color.
Oh, no, not at all, because now the color, let's even take that. Kohler does everything top-notch.
Yeah.
Guess what the color is? I said it looks like an off-gray, but it's not really an off-gray. Mm-hmm. The actual color is cashmere. Now,
See, that's what I love about Kohler.
We made a nice cover with a gray look to it. No. We have a cashmere color on your standby Kohler generator.
Nice.
Isn't that nice?
Yeah.
It just reeks of class and money.
I love it. Now, do you have to put it right next to the house, or can you ditch it in the backyard?
It all depends on the installation. It's recommended close to the house because, there is a lot of wiring going back and forth. You don't want to start going underground. The standard installation. Now, home building, you can practically do anything any way you want as long as it meets codes. But the standard way to do these generators is about a foot or two away from the house. house on a cement pad next to the box inside the house. So the box would be on the inside of the wall,
okay,
and then you come through. That's how you keep the installation cost down.
Mm.
Now, here's the other cool thing. Because the standby generators are getting so popular, the prices are going down.
Ooh.
Back about 20 or 30 years ago, you'd be looking about $40,000 to $50,000 to have a standby power system in your backyard.
Right.
That's why you never saw them. Right now installed, the top-notch Kohler generators, and I'm talking the big boy, the 20 kW, which will do a standard house with the air conditioning and the heating, that one there, you can have installed for under $10,000 in most areas.
You're kidding.
No.
Wow.
It is unbelievable. Think about it. A $200,000 to $300,000 house, that's minute, a $10,000 investment in that house. You're talking less than 1%. So it's time to do things now. And with special needs people living at home or doing the business, like you guys run a business, your radio show would be off the air. You can't let that happen. Your fans need to hear you. I'll be over tomorrow with a truck. Let's sign the contract tonight. Mark will set us up. The Mark Frenino from Kohler will set us up with a nice Kohler 20K bad boy, and we'll get you up and running.
Now,
don't give him your credit card, man. We'll be buying all kinds of things.
I've just hired Ed Del Grande as our public relations media person.
Well, I want to know what's going
on. Run around here, start screaming about our show.
That's it. Check, and I'll do it right now.
he said check.
He did say check, but I want to know what's going on with Ed.
Oh, never mind. I know Mark. Cash.
I wouldn't take a personal check from him. Not at all. No. So you have a book out.
Yes, I do.
And where can people buy that book?
Well, it's a good. I don't know because no one's buying it.
Somebody wanted
to. No, this is a true story.
Really?
My mom called up the other day.
I love you.
She had a little
true
problem
story
around her
there
house.
There we go.
And she says, how can I fix this toilet? I said, Mom, it's in my book. You didn't read the book, did you, Mom? It's my own mother. I gave her a signed copy. My own mom didn't read the book, or else she would have known that was the number one job I had in the toilet section.
No way.
I'm kind of hoping it's Alzheimer's and that she did read it and just forgot about it.
Oh, that is too funny.
Yeah. Oh, boy.
I love it. What is the title of the book?
The
We're talking
book,
about it like, hey, you know.
It's Ed Del Grande's House Call.
Yeah. Okay.
And basically we called it House Call because a lot of people would ask me, that, or they'd say, I'd love you to make a service call in my house.
We would.
Yeah.
Sure.
You know, it's in the book.
Yeah.
The book is written to a point where if I came into your house and we toured every room, and it's just my comments about, watch out for this, this could happen. If it does, here's how to fix it.
Really?
So it's told like a story. It's not a how-to book. It's more or less like in a boat book. Here's what to look for. We do have instructions and a lot of illustrations. So you can do most of the major projects around the house with this book.
Really?
Oh, I love that.
And we do have a lot of illustrations that show Kohler toilets and Kohler fixtures.
Oh.
They were kind enough to work with us on this. So we do have, you know how you always have to have a touch of class in the book?
Yes.
We have a touch of Kohler in the book.
Well, everything
really
they make is beautiful.
Well, it is.
It is.
We've installed several Kohler bathrooms in our remodel.
Well, and the bathroom at the Paris Hotel that we're staying at in Las Vegas has Kohler fixtures in it, too.
All the major hotels have them. And we have the high-end, high-efficiency toilets out now that are electronic, and they run with the generators. Think about this. We're not only selling you an electronic toilet with the most powerful flush on the market. We sell you the backup standby generator to keep that power on so that toilet will always flush. Kohler's taking over your whole house. It is.
That's awesome.
I'm fine with that.
Big giant hurricane or thunderstorm or tornado or whatever comes through, and your power goes out.
Yep.
Neighborhood turns dark.
Yep.
AC turns off. Heat shuts down.
Watch out. You know why?
Not only do you have people knocking on your door, but my question...
They'll be there with torches.
That's right, and pitchforks.
So that's why we made them quiet, so your neighbors can't hear it running. You know you have power. Pull the shades down, you'll be all set.
You said earlier that it's an automatic draw from gas or LP.
Yes.
But is there a lag time? Does it...
We're so proud of this. We have the fastest turnover time on the market. Now, turnover time is when the intelligent transfer switch... Can you imagine that? This generator has an intelligent transfer switch. And here's what it does. It senses the second the power goes off at the street. Then it shuts down the outdoor circuit, starts up your generator, and switches the circuits over all automatically. You're in bed reading a book. You sit there, the lights flicker, less than 10 seconds, the power's back on.
Oh,
that's
my
turnaround
goodness.
Time. And
seamless.
You will not notice a difference in your hose. The key is sizing it properly.
Wow.
You need a good contractor. Don't run out and buy a generator. Try to do it yourself. It's not a do-it-yourself project. You
good
need to have
advice.
The load on the hose rated, and then they set you up with the right power for it. So that's why we make them anywhere from 4 kW.
Yeah.
KW means 1,000.
Yep.
So 4,000 watts all the way up. You want to back up a hospital? We have a 3,250,000-watt generator that goes into megawatts. That thing keeps hospitals up.
Wow. Yeah.
About 10 seconds to turn on a generator
less
and a powerage.
10.
Less than 10. You're going to have to wait a little bit more than 10 seconds for us to return to the Rockwell Tools booth.
With more My Fix It Up Life. Fix It Up Live with Mark and Teresa at the International Builder Show in Las Vegas in the Rockwell booth.
And we are here amidst the throng of people moving.
We are.
Some are hustling.
Some are bustling.
Some are bustling.
Yeah, that's true.
I don't see many doing both. It's hard to do that. People say it because it rhymes, but you actually can't hustle and bustle at the same time.
Well, our guest might be hustling and bustling around the show floor. Let's ask him if he is.
Let's ask him. He's one of our favorite guests.
He is.
Yeah, I remember actually
we
liking him.
We talk about him a lot.
We do.
Yeah.
Tony Eschmeyer from Simonton Windows, who gave us the paradigm shifting advice of locking your windows for increased thermal
and
efficiency.
And I've heard feedback from some of our fans too about how you know I never think about that, locking my windows, and I really need to remember to do that.
So Tony, welcome to the show. Tell us to lock the windows again.
Thank you very much. I appreciate being here. I appreciate the opportunity. You know, my wife always says, "Keep it simple."
Well,
the best
there you
advice
go.
Is simple advice.
Yes.
So locking your windows to make sure that they are performing to their best level of energy performance is simple advice. So.
Well, that's cool. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
Next on My Fix It Up Live, sit down. Eschmeyer's halfway out of the booth.
No, I actually have some serious questions to ask him.
Oh, let's get serious. I'm going to get serious now.
Get your serious voice on.
Okay. Tony, what?
Now, the
really?
New Energy serious? Star, the new Energy Star guidelines.
Oh, yeah, Energy Star guidelines. Okay.
Yeah, how
moving
does that
on.
Affect Windows?
it is very serious.
Use your best deep voice.
My best deep voice.
He has a deep voice, hon. He doesn't have to use a deep, fake deep voice.
Well, I've been told that I have a face for radio and a voice for theater. So
okay.
All right. That's good. Yeah. I've got neither of those things or whatever it is. I'll go behind the couch.
There you go.
Anyway.
Well, you know, Energy Star guidelines did change effective January 4th of this year for windows and doors.
Mm-hmm.
And they became more stringent. And the important thing to remember is that Energy Star is now tailored to specific regions within the country. So when you're buying an Energy Star rated window or door from Simonton, it is tailored for your region of the country, and it is going to perform to those levels and guaranteed to perform to those levels. So,
wow. And now, why did they change?
They changed because they wanted to get more stringent.
Okay.
They wanted to increase energy performance in windows and doors nationwide. And they're actually staging the changes for windows and doors, to the best of our knowledge. This is the first rollout, so they became much more stringent. In the past, what you could do with windows is you could typically put a different glass, like a low-E glass and an argon gas fill in it. and pretty much meet Energy Star requirements across the country.
Mm.
We've now taken that to the next level. Tailoring that. That's fine.
Cool. I'm sorry about interrupting. Same window anywhere.
Yeah, basically.
Okay. So Arizona, Vermont.
Right.
Same window.
Right.
Okay. And also, continue.
Well, so what's happened on effective January 4th was Simonton has tailored glass packages for each region of the country for each of our products.
Mm.
And the thing that we did, and the thing that I'm most proud of, is we were first to market with those packages. And secondly, we've taken the complexity out of ordering windows for Energy Star performance. So if you live in the northern region, you buy the northern Energy Star package from Simonton.
Okay.
All you need to be able to do with Simonton is pick out your window style, specify that you want Energy Star for that.
Okay.
And tell us which glass package.
Now, can you go on your website, Simonton.com, to find out how to do all of that?
Yes. We actually created a standalone website. It's Simonton.com/Energy Star.
Oh, that's so helpful.
It has all of the requirements. It has all of the Simonton packages. It has the map. It also has a county locator that will tell you which Energy Star zone you fall into.
Really?
So
by
that you
county?
Can choose that package, yes.
That is so good.
That is awesome. What's the website again?
It is www.simonton.com/EnergyStar.
And
that is a good website to check out if you are looking to buy windows and want to qualify for the tax credit. And we will be back in just a minute with more My Fix It Up Life.
Back inside My Fix It Up Life at the International Builder Show, where my wife is gesticulating at me wildly to bring us back into My Fix It Up Life.
I can be a wild gesticulator sometimes.
Hurry up and start the show.
It's usually my husband who's the wild gesticulator.
Well, you know, some of us have
sometimes
special skills.
Sometimes you take turns, though. Do you want me to do my...
Please, God, don't do the
I know it
voice.
Freaks you out.
It absolutely unnerves me.
It does. I love that, though.
And we've clearly unnerved our special guest, Mark, from Da Vinci Roofscapes. My Fix It Up Life.
I don't think anything can unnerve him. He's pretty cool as a cucumber.
You know, I got to be honest with you. This radio, Mark looks like kind of a rugged guy. So, and in fact, can I sit on the other side of you?
Why, are you scared of him? Are you planning to offend him?
I sometimes can't help it.
Okay.
Another face for radio, right? Thank you.
Now, rugged, you're supposed to be all square-jawed and all that stuff, you know? Okay. Just sound rugged.
Sound rugged? Like, what kind
does
of instruction is it?
Does my voice not match my appearance?
It does.
Okay.
That's a problem.
Okay.
Mine doesn't. Nothing matches. I'm the human version of plaid.
I don't know how to sound rugged.
Human version of plaid? Really? I think we're here to talk about Da Vinci Roofscapes, though, Mark. Not how rugged you are, or masculine,
or not.
Shade of plaid you are.
Shade of plaid. Yeah. We are here to talk about the Velore line from Da Vinci Roofscapes.
We are.
And can you tell us about it, Mark?
Absolutely. Well, as you know, our typical product lines, whether it be the slate or the shake, come in multiple widths. To simulate real slate, obviously, coming out of the ground, it's not all going to be exactly, you know, the same size.
Yeah.
And with shake, the real cedar shakes are various widths.
Yeah.
But in some parts of the country, out east in particular with slate, they try to find slates that are about the same size, about 12 inches wide. And they call that a bonded look on the East Coast, and it's become popular with some colonial architecture. If you're looking for a real traditional, consistent look, they'll go with the bonded 12-inch tiles. And then on the West Coast, for shake, a lot of the products we saw were one single width in the shake product. So. we came out with a wine called Valore, which means value in Italian.
Okay.
And and the idea is for the we can duplicate that 12-inch bonded look for the for the folks that want something a little more traditional, and we can do a shake in a 9-inch, which is our widest tile. And what that does, it allows us to realize some manufacturing efficiencies, so we can lower the price about 20%. But
wow,
what's better than that is it installs a lot more quickly and for less money, because the installer, instead of having maybe 220 tiles per square, you know, now it's down about 180, something like that. Much less installation time to put together.
So you're
saves
moving
so
faster.
Much time.
Moving faster, less labor.
Absolutely. And the beautiful part is it's the exact same tile that you'd find in our multi-width line, whether it be the shake or the slate.
Okay.
It's the exact same tile. So all this, all the you know, the fire ratings and the impact ratings and all the testing we've done still applies, but now it's available in a in the Valore.
Wow, that's great. Now, what about colors?
Great question. Great question. So to
I got a great question.
Oh my goodness, that happens. Gold star you.
Yeah, you're going to put a gold star.
On your little chart on the refrigerator at home, I'll put a little gold star next to
your
name.
You have a chart?
You did a great job. At home for my no, I don't get gold stars, so there's no reason to have a chart. I just try to do what I'm told, and then that's you know, just
that's
acceptable.
Right,
you know?
Under the radar.
I'm
with your brother.
I rarely do good. Yeah, just do what I'm told, you know.
That's a really good motto.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm learning that. That's why it's in my Fix It Up life. I mean, I got some ramp up.
There you go.
Yeah,
well,
so fix it up, Mark.
It's nice to work with your wife. You know, I'm out at the show. She's not here, and almost kind of don't know what I'm supposed to be doing, because no one's...
I could help you with that. I'm pretty good at that.
Take care of the marks.
I am really, really good at, you know, correcting and,
We had to open our mouths.
Yeah, exactly.
So I will be not talking for the rest of the program.
Okay.
Color is where we jumped off this bridge.
Absolutely. We left it at color. And when you buy the Valore line, you can take advantage of our new technology called VeriBlend.
Mm. Okay.
And what VeriBlend is a proprietary coloring process that allows us to slightly change the hue and the shade of our tiles from tile to tile. Rather than have a discrete different color for each tile to create a blend, we're doing it during the manufacturing process in line. So there could be an infinite number of colors, really.
Love it.
So how does Mother Nature create colors?
Yep. Randomly.
And that's how we're doing it. That's what the VeriBlend technology is all about, and that's what we're doing with Valore.
And you can find out more about DaVinci Roofscapes at DaVinciRoofscapes.com, and you can check us out at MyFixItUpLife.com. Become a fan on Facebook to check out what we're giving away every week on our radio show, and become a follower on Twitter. Check out our YouTube videos, because, you know, we like that.
And we'll be installing some DaVinci Roofscape tiles on future videos.
We will be, and you can check out our radio show every week, every Saturday at noon on our website at myfixituplife.com.
And join us next week, and join us for more from the International Builders Show on My Fix It Up Life. What's next? Home improvement, entertainment.
Folks, the color is good, so. Yeah.